Who do you trust? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Over the weekend, Secretary of State John Kerry helped negotiate an agreement with Iran to start reining in its nuclear program. He says it's the first step towards ending once and for all Iran's ability to build a nuclear weapon that could threaten Israel, which you'd think would make Israel's prime minister happy.
What was concluded is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake.
But apparently not. Not only that, Iranian officials seem to have a different impression of what they agreed to than the Secretary of State, who spoke with CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Iran's foreign minister said this takes the threat of military force off the table.
No, this is not accurate. But he also said that they have a right to enrich, which is also not accurate.
Iran's politicians are under some pressure to spin this their way because 3 weeks ago, thousands of Iranians rallied at the old U.S. Embassy in Tehran. They unveiled two brand new Death to America songs, one of the more durable musical genres there. But they also denounced their own President Rouhani because he's willing to deal with our President Obama, who's been saying stuff like this.
I was very clear, we're not going to let Iran get a nuclear weapon.
A statement, by the way, which a lot of our people don't trust, because this is the same man who also said, if you like your insurance, you can keep it. So, here we are with a bunch of people who don't trust each other trying to control nuclear weapons. What could go wrong? Of course, if diplomacy was about negotiating only with trustworthy people, diplomats wouldn't have much to do, now would they? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.